In the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we read the readings from the fourth Sunday of the blessed month of Ba'un. And it is a very famous passage about loving our enemies. And even while this sounds like something difficult, we all know that this is the right way to deal with an adversary. So we'll talk today about loving my enemies, doing favor to myself. The first thing is to understand the burden of holding grudges. Saint Augustine says, resentment is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. You can follow this and trace every person in the Bible who hated someone, ended up hurting himself immensely. In the same meaning, Saint Gregory the Great says, he who nurtures a grudge against another is like a person who carries a burning coal in his hands, intending to throw it at someone. He is the one who gets burned. Understanding this, so we know that when we resist this temptation of resenting someone or holding a grudge against someone, we are not doing him a favor or her a favor. It is at the end of the day, I am the one who will reap the good results. When we hold a grudge, usually the thought will keep on spinning in my mind over and over and over until it grows and becomes an obsession. And you can maybe hear this from someone, that this person that I hate, even when in my sleep I dream about this person. I woke up thinking of him, and I go to sleep every night thinking of this person and what he did to me. This kind of obsession, we can find it in the life of King Saul. He hated David, and he stopped everything that's productive and went pursuing David. He didn't care much about the kingdom, all what he thought about how to get this young boy and kill him. We find also the same in the story of Daniel. The people working with him in the palace, they envied him. And we find that they followed him after the decree of the king that he said no one should pray for a month. In the story, we find Daniel's colleagues that became enemies. They are watching him the whole day and reporting to the king, this man, he prays 3 times a day. One time was enough to watch and report, but they have nothing else to do. It is Daniel. How can we get this man? We're watching him all the time. This obsession happens to us also when we hold the grudge. I watch this person day and night. I interpret his or her actions in a way that fits whatever I'm thinking, that this person is evil, is not a good person. We hurt our souls by holding grudge and hating someone. Hatred defiles the heart as fornication defiles the body. We fear fornication or adultery. Maybe this is something we feel it's a burden. But we allow ourselves to be engaged in hatred and entertaining negative thoughts about others without feeling the same guilt like entertaining unclean thoughts. Hatred defiles the mind and heart as fornication defiles the body. The fantasies that we meditate upon about this person being hurt or wishing him or her something ill. St. Basil the Great says, do not allow the sun to set on your anger. Allow no resentment to linger in your heart, for it will grow and consume your soul. If you allow the seed of hatred towards anyone to be planted in your heart, eventually it will take the whole loan, will take over all of your heart and thoughts, and this is the only thing you will be busy doing. When we do this, the Son of Righteousness, this Christ, definitely he will not be able to shine upon our hearts who are full of hatred. We hurt ourselves also when we hold the grudges by wasting time and energy and valuable friends while carrying this load. We want to talk about the hurt with every person in order to make it known to other people that those people who hurt me are evil, and try to get their approval on this statement. When we do this, actually we lose friends. People might agree with you that you are hurt, but at the end of the day, they will not respect that you gave up to hatred. This is not something that anyone would feel comfortable around, people who hate others. Saint Cyril of Alexandria says, "Forgive those who offend you, not as a favor to them, but as a favor to yourself. The burden of a grudge will weigh you down more than the original offense." Very true. A hurt might happen in a minute, or an hour, or a day. But the obsession about hatred and grudge may live for you for days, weeks, and months, and maybe consume the whole life. The second way we hurt ourselves when we hold grudges is that we gain God's displeasure. And this is a sad thing. In the book of Joshua, the son of Sirach, he says this: "Whoever wishes for vengeance will find vengeance from the Lord, and he will surely be attentive to his sins." Imagine when we do this, we hate someone and hold grudges. The Lord will become attentive to my sins, watching, what are you doing? Because I am doing the same with the person that I dislike. The same meaning also, that we gain God's displeasure, is said in Matthew chapter 6, "If you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will you, your Father, forgive your trespasses." What is our hope, my brethren, when we stand before God in the judgment day? How can we respond to Him about all of the transgressions? We have no excuse, and we cannot say we didn't know. The only thing we will hold on is this: forgive us because we forgave ourselves. Please, O Lord, not according to our sins, but according to your mercy. At that time, the Lord will say, "Sure, give me the measure of forgiveness that He used with people, and I will apply the same with you." Make sure that your measure is big, is great, because this is again our hope when we stand before God, that He will forgive us because we forgive other people. In the same book also, book of Joshua, the son of Sirach, says, "A man holds onto anger against another man, and does he then seek remedy from God?" As if like it's unthinkable. You are holding anger against someone, and then you think God will forgive? Which way? The third hurt we cause to ourselves when we hold grudges is that we give Satan a place in my mind and heart and home. "If the Son of Righteousness sit on my anger, darkness will overtake my heart." Satan will find a place in my mind, in my heart, at my home even. And he, by being there, will hurt not only me, but all those people who are around me. The second point is the blessings of loving an enemy. The first blessing is healing of the soul. Saint Maximus the Confessor says, "If you love your enemies, you will stop hating even your friends." We never thought about it this way. Sometimes we struggle to love our friends, not our enemies. So if we really think and meditate upon loving an enemy, forgive people who hurt us, definitely they will help us to stop hating our friends. The love that you show towards your enemies will heal your soul and make you a true disciple of Christ. When we forgive and we let go, we enjoy peace, freedom, and the power of the resurrection. Saint Gregory says, "The sin of hate brings death to the soul, but love for our enemies brings life and peace, making us sharer in Christ's resurrection." Saint John the Beloved makes it one of the signs of resurrection in my life. We know that we pass from death to life because we love the brethren. Holding hatred at the end of the day means I'm still in death. And he speaks of hatred as sin of murder. Another blessing also, when we are able to love others, no matter what they did to us, we reflect God's image. This particular virtue, more than anything else, being able to let go easily. St. John Chrysostom says, when we love our enemies, we resemble God, who makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. By doing so, we become sons of the Most High. This is the sign that we can love anyone, and we can forgive anyone for whatever hurt that they might have caused to us. The last point is how we do this. Let us agree on this is not something easy, but let's remind ourselves with these few points. Number one, the acknowledgement of the presence of a grudge. We tend to deny that we hold a grudge or we hate people. This person that we hate may be a family member, maybe a person living with me in the same house. So we feel like, I cannot admit this to myself. No, I don't hate him. I just dislike the person. All manifestation of hatred will be found in how I think, how I feel, how I react to this person. So number one, acknowledging there is a grudge. The second point, do not be an enemy yourself. We always think about other people hurting us. What about us hurting other people? Sometimes we are engaged in this hurting of others more than anyone could have hurt us. An abusive husband and a contentious wife are enemies to their own families. Don't be an enemy. You are supposed to serve, to have compassion, to help, to cooperate, to bring people closer to God by showing love and forgiveness. Don't be an enemy by adopting negative behaviors. The third way, loving an enemy is not about affection. It's not just a switch. I just turn it on and off, and all of a sudden, oh, I love the person. It doesn't work this way. It is a decision of the will. To do what? To pray for those who hurt you. Can you do this? Stand and pray. And by the way, when we do this, you are not deceiving God or deceiving yourself. You are struggling in order for God to help you to be able to love an enemy. By serving other people when possible, if your enemy is hungry, give him something to eat. And this is another way of expressing love to an enemy. By avoid talking about them. Talking about those people who hurt us is intended to hurt them, hurt their reputation, and make other people know that they are evil. The only person you can talk with is your father of confession, because you share your heart and mind. Avoid talking about the person who hurt you. The last thing is resist every thought of retrieving the hurt. This will be something very important. I have to resist every time the thought is coming to me about what happened, and meditating on the hurt over and over and over. Resist it with Jesus' prayer and with meditating on God's forgiveness. The last thing is working on the root of the problem. What is the root that makes me not able to forgive other people? We all get hurt. Maybe you can hold this kind of resentment for a day or two. But those people who continue with resentment, keep this, they have an issue with an inflated ego. St. John Chrysostom says this meaning, as a spark falling into the sea does not harm, so a wrong received and patiently endured is but a spark, which dies instantly when it falls into the soul that is accustomed to patience and humility. Christ is the example. He is the humble one. And that's why it was easy for him to forgive others, even those who crucified him. This is our struggle. Knowing that holding grudge means I do not want to forget or forgive because my ego is hurting. If we work on it this way, acknowledging it is my problem, we have hope then to be able to love those people who hurt us. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.